new project in remote control for design and remote control. I'm the project manager with the problem. So I push into opening, then we get used to the numbers and we speak about this tool we're going to design and try to make a project plan, some discussion, and then we go to the next meeting. So we want to do a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. I think the important points we have to talk about are its functional design, its conceptual design, and its detailed design. At the end, for that, we are going all to work individually and then at meeting in all day. So that's the way it works.
Favorite one, but the one I can draw. And it's gonna be your time to guess. No. That's an
rabbit.
Wow, that's cobra.
Kind of snake?
Cobra.
Yeah, not really small cobra.
No, it's a small cobra.
That's a worm?
What about you?
Fish.
Fish.
Okay.
My board is working.
Yeah.
Next.
Shark Mask was a user interface designer.
Yeah.
I thought it was drawings.
Yeah, you know.
€25 for remote control.
That's the price we want to. That's the aim for the price for the remote control. We aim to do this profit.
It's big numbers.
It's international market.
Yeah, we can sell 2 million.
For a production cost of 15 euros. So, any you have experience in remote controls?
Yes, we have plenty of one. In fact, my daughter likes very well remote controls to eat. We eat, yeah, mainly, and to break.
So that could be a great application, remote controls, children proof.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So she likes buttons, which make click. So have to click.
They have to be waterproof.
Because
they
but mainly it has to be very robust, because mm-hmm. even if she's not very tall, she's high enough so that when she frayed away, it's, so it has to be very robust.
Okay, and breakable.
And breakable.
Okay. So we have some cellulose or something. Mm-hmm.
It has to be nice looking, colorful,
colorful, that's the proper color.
Because nobody has colorful.
Yeah, it's always black,
black. Yeah. Yeah. No. This one could be, I don't know, purple.
But how gonna, okay, just, but it's a monochrome, it's, no, it's not black.
Yeah.
No, because you see,
otherwise you will never find it.
Yeah, even we can change colors, no? Like the,
like the
phones, like the phones and these things.
Change color. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least for children, like one color. And, and it should be really small and
small also, don't you think?
Not so big, like.
No, not too much button.
Yeah, not too much button.
Should it be, you know, these remote controls where there are what we call the universal remote control, so you can decide that now it's the remote control for the television, then it's the remote control for the sound system, or for your fridge, whatever. Or if you should have targeted your remote control.
So,
size matters.
So you think it's better small than
bigger? Yeah, maybe at least. Not bigger than this.
Yeah, but not in the extremes, like not of this size.
No,
yeah,
too small.
Okay. At least it's true for, you know, hand and properly.
Yeah, like a palm size.
Yeah. It's
but what would be different from this, from the others?
Maybe we can change the color of the, at least the frame.
Yeah, the color.
So then it depends, you have to, I mean, you can easily remove the frame.
One thing important, for instance, in this remote control, if you remember when people use it, they never find a good button on the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they click the off button when they want to use the,
you know.
So there's a problem with the design of that kind of remote control. So.
Some kind of idea with a cellular phone with a screen that will tell you what?
No screens. It's too complex.
Okay.
Too expensive.
Maybe not too expensive. Well, it's not my fault. But, okay. But no screens or remote controls.
I thought it would be only a screen. Which would change depending on the user or even the user. So I prefer to have the off button at the top right, so I would have my own design of the remote control, because it's in fact just the full touch screen.
It's like two types, no? People are right-handed or left-handed. So because I'm left-handed, I use like this. So if you're right-handed, you use like this. So, so then your switch on box should be.
So adaptable.
So
how many actions do we need to implement?
Maybe I think even we can keep two switches and then we can only make one working. We can adapt only one switch. Suppose you're like, we can make two switches, and if I'm left-handed, I use this switch for the main operation.
I mean, if it's less than three, then we can make it like
three buttons,
you know? Like three mental states. Yeah, you know what I mean. You can just make it controlled by your brain.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more. There is a software inside it. Ask you to. if we want a universal remote control, if we said before, may need more than three bottom three.
Yeah, more than three. Actually, may want to do it even die.
But for standard actions, you usually what you do, you change channels, you adjust volume, and nothing else.
Yeah, but for instance, when you change channels, you can have, you can just go to the next one, or go to channel 75. Mm-hmm. That's already more complex than the channel.
Mm-hmm. You do this?
Just
change channels.
Because I've only used three or four channels. So.
Yeah. But they keep generally the slash this thing and then the dash dash and then you can put.
I want to go to 25 and then back to what I was before. Also, you can go back button. We had the previous button, the previous at the previous. Then you can watch what you are. You could also record your sequence of actions that becomes more complex. You could look at what the other people have used.
Yeah. What the which channels did you
run? Okay, so I think we have this idea. We're going to meet again in 30 minutes. I want you to work on these ideas and try to make it. The ones make decide what are the ones important and the ones you don't want. And maybe more in the technical parts, what you want to do. So your personal coach will have some instruction for these 30 minutes.
What does MP mean? The user recording.
Market expert.
No, that's me.
Of course.
Yeah, the user requirement specification.
See you in 7 minutes.